Millions of Americans continue to lose their homes to foreclosure. That's where eModifyMyLoan.com comes in. The startup company says its software can help homeowners facing foreclosure. This week, NPR's Chris Arnold was looking into this and found out something rather surprising.
We heard about this new company and set up an interview, and I wasn't exactly sure who I was going to be talking to, but I got a call from one of the entrepreneurs who founded the company, and he was explaining how the software helps homeowners who can't afford their mortgages.
They try to work with their lenders, and it's a very difficult, time-consuming, and really emotionally challenging process for homeowners. Lenders are understaffed. They don't always have well-trained individuals that are answering the phone.
This entrepreneur said his name was Chris Mazzillo, which sounded kind of familiar. And I asked him what other companies he'd worked at before he started this company.
I worked a good chunk of my career at Countrywide and then most recently at Citigroup.
Countrywide. And this guy said his name was Chris Mazzillo. Now, I did this interview back earlier in the week, and that was before the SEC announced fraud and insider trading charges against Angelo Mazzillo. Angelo was the founder of Countrywide. It was a huge subprime lender that critics blame for being one of the more out-of-control companies that helped to create the whole foreclosure mess in the first place. So I'm in the middle of doing this interview, and I realize why I know this guy's name.
And Chris, what were you doing at, oh, wait a minute, Chris Mazzillo? I'm just, are you any relation to Angelo from Countrywide?
He's my uncle.
Interesting. So yeah. What was it that you did at Countrywide?
I worked for a long time at Countrywide. I was a regional manager for Arizona, and then I did...
So, the guy who's starting this .com venture here to sell software to desperate people who are facing foreclosure, he's the nephew of Angelo Mazzillo. Housing advocates get very upset about Mazzillo. He made several hundred million dollars selling stock in Countrywide before the bottom fell out. His company then started unraveling after writing all these bad loans. The FBI is investigating the company.
What do you say to people who say, hey, wait a minute, you worked at Countrywide, your uncle's Angelo Mazzillo, and now you're trying to make money off of the foreclosure mess, basically?
I mean, we're really trying to help people. I mean, what we're doing is creating a product. The foreclosure mess is here, whether we like it or not. But what we're doing is creating a product that will help people that are struggling to keep their homes.
For his part, Angelo Mazzillo's lawyer has denied that he did anything illegal at Countrywide. But fairly or unfairly, Mazzillo has become somewhat of a poster child of the greedy executive making money off of the subprime debacle. Now there's these new fraud charges from the SEC. So I called Chris Mazzillo back up to ask him whether he thinks his last name is becoming more of a liability here.
Do you think that's going to hamstring your efforts to start this company or not?
Well, I certainly hope not. I've been in the mortgage business for 17 years. I mean, he's my uncle and I love him, you know, and rightfully I should. But he's got no affiliation whatsoever with this company and what we're doing. You know, based on what's happened, you know, we've created a product that is beneficial, that can help people that have mortgage loans that they can no longer afford but want to keep their homes.
So for $199, Mazzillo says eModifyMyLoan.com can help people to organize their paperwork and to make the best case for why they should qualify to get their payments lowered. Now, there are nonprofit housing groups that will do the same thing for free, and they have counselors. Some have good relationships with the major banks. So that may be more effective. But Mazzillo says that many nonprofits are overwhelmed. And so if somebody can't get help there, he thinks his software is worth the money. Chris Arnold, NPR News.